from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's so many new players that, like, it's kind of just been, like, learning this team, I think, has been so interesting.
And I would love to go out there fresh off of ACL and have 14 sacks like I did my fourth year in the league, but, you know, that just didn't happen.
Mike Danger.
Different level of intensity to not Josh Allen's game, but Josh Allen, the leader.
Gene Battaglia.
This wasn't the product coming into the NFL. It's because Josh Allen is coachable.
The defense starting to get a feel for the guys they're playing against gives them an incredible advantage.
Wednesday and Thursday morning, the final two practices here in Rochester.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Happy hour in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us. Watching these Olympic Games, you know, and they're on the background and I'm just, you know, admittedly distracted. I, for the life of me, don't know how they train for some of these sports. Like when you're watching water polo and you see what they're doing and what these athletes have to do to gain an edge to compete, forget it. What about synchronized swimming? When you watch synchronized swimming and you think to yourself, that just happens, like the amount of training and precision that goes into what they do, like I know that right. The Olympics aren't your thing, but you got to marvel at that a little bit, no, right?
Okay. It's not like I'm not saying it's like soccer, okay, Danger? Like when it comes to the Olympics, hey, I'm not an Olympic hater, okay? Let's just get that out there. But if you come for sports, like you come to our show for the Bills and everything else, so I'm not an Olympic hater. Just say that. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's on in the background, and it's like anything else. You want to get to the top of your profession. How many hours are required? I watched the diving, the synchronized diving.
Forget it. Like, you see what they do. It's like, okay, that's fairly remarkable. Don't know that you'll ever see anybody in your lifetime that does that unless you actually know that person or see that person go to work or go to an event. It's remarkable. Anyways, back onto the NFL and back onto the Buffalo Bills, who are off today, back at St. John Fisher tomorrow, 9:45 practice. That's assuming that things run on time. We were an hour early yesterday.
Yeah, so we'll just be fluid. But, you know, if you've been hanging with us, just tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock and we'll fill you in on everything that happened. We've got a wrinkle here in the last few minutes here in the Brandon Ayuk, I don't know, sweepstakes saga? How do you want to describe this?
I don't know that I'd call it a sweepstakes. I mean, some team is going to overpay for a wide receiver, I think is what this is going to end up being.
Well, according to Adam Schefter, the Steelers have, quote, re-engaged in talks today.
Yeah.
Which, okay. So if we go back to the beginning of yesterday where we had a report that this was going to happen and then you didn't have any of the info guys saying that and they're like, okay, what is really going on? Oh, well, it could be one of two things. It could be the 49ers saying, all right, that's your offer, Pittsburgh. We're going to see where else we can get. And then we get the report that the Patriots were putting out an offer. We got the report that the Browns were interested. Or, and it both could be true here, you want to trade for Brandon Ayuk? Mr. Ayuk wants a new deal here. So your representation, we're going to give you a permission, and you guys hammer it out. Brandon Ayuk does not have a no trade, but kind of in a way he does, Danger, because no team is going to give up good draft capital if they don't know Brandon Ayuk is going to be part of the program beyond 1 year.
Right. He doesn't have a no trade, but his agent could be like, hey, Cleveland's interested. And he could be like, yeah, I don't want to play for Cleveland. Because think about what Cleveland would have to do, the gymnastics they would have to do with their cap to make that work, right? When you're considering what they're paying their quarterback and everything else.
Well, there's the one report, and I don't know why Cleveland would do this. They'd send Amari Cooper back?
Right. Right.
So what's the net gain? Okay, I would take Ayuk over Cooper, but what's the net gain? What's the purpose there?
Probably to clear Cooper's salary in order to pay Ayuk.
So then Ayuk, then you're paying him dirt and you're going to kick the can. I don't know. Does that actually make you a better team?
The team that's intriguing that isn't a part of any of these reports, I mean, it'd be fun to watch a reunion between Jaden Daniels and Brandon Ayuk in Washington. That would be fun.
That would make sense. Like, if you had to say which team might be worst to first, nothing kind of jumps out at you. And certainly the Eagles, I still think of the class of that, especially with the revamped coaching staff. Dallas will put up some wins. I don't know about the Giants. Sorry, Giant fans. But Washington's interesting. Like, this now, you're far enough removed from Daniel Snyder. You have a new head coach, somebody that's respectable. Daniels, with his legs, should be able to make enough plays. Does he have enough around him on offense? I think that would be a great destination.
They do have good receivers. I mean, if you have McLaurin and Brandon Ayuk, that would make a lot of sense. But we're not hearing Washington right now at this stage, right? I mean, the teams we're hearing are New England, Cleveland, and now Pittsburgh has entered the chat. I still think if he goes anywhere, I think it's Pittsburgh. I think it's the Steelers. And I don't know how much better that makes the Steelers or what they'd have to give up. I mean, that doesn't seem like a Steelers kind of move where they would give up draft capital for a wide receiver. They have George Pickens. He's really good.
It feels like a move where you're either trying to prop up the young quarterback, which we can debate that. Is that a good way to do it? Is it not? I don't think it hurts, put it that way. Or you're going to go for it now. Like, in the spirit of, we're all going to go for it now. Notice who, like, whenever you had the, hey, here's this veteran on the block, Saquon or Christian, Buffalo would always come up in the conversation. I've yet to hear anybody connecting, but you just look at the cap and be like, yeah, it's not going to work here in Buffalo.
Well, I mean, I think that's just our nature, right? We latch on to players from other teams that we like, and we think, oh, that'd be great if he was on our team. We would love that guy on our team. We're all guilty of doing that as fans, even if it makes no sense or there's just no feasible way you can do it with the Caps being what it is. But with the case of Ayuk, I just, if a team gives up a first-round draft pick for Brandon Ayuk, where's the line for Brandon Ayuk? I don't consider him a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. I don't know that I consider him top 15, maybe top 20, maybe top 20. In the NFL for Brandon Ayuk. And you're going to give
all right,
up
all right.
A number one
okay.
for that?
All right, so let's play the line here, okay? Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Okay. CeeDee Lamb.
Yes.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yes.
Tyreek.
Yes.
A.J. Brown.
Yes.
Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes. I'm taking all of these guys over Ayuk.
Diggs.
Yes. Even though we're sour on that, even though a lot of people are talking about, oh, it looks like he lost a step last year, he didn't have the production, I think there was more at play than Diggs' ability at the end of last season.
Okay, here's one. Puka Nacua.
I'm taking Nacua.
Wow. Okay, now we're at 8. How about...
Is this production last year?
Yeah. Okay, that's not... No, like, today. Sports? Who would you take over... Like, are you taking Marvin Harrison Jr. over Brandon Ayuk?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're at 10. I would think you would take Deebo Samuel over Brandon Ayuk.
Well, the Niners have. So yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. I think this guy is good, not to lead you one way or another, but you haven't seen it because the quarterback play has been bad. Garrett Wilson.
He's great.
Jalen Waddle.
Yes.
That's 13. DK Metcalf.
Of course I'm taking DK Metcalf over Brandon Ayuk. Of course.
That's 14. Yes. Now there's 15. Scary Terry in Washington.
Yes.
Before. 15. He's not a top 15 quarter wide receiver.
I'm waiting for the one that makes me think. Give me one that makes me go, I'm not even near that yet.
Chris Olave. Yeah, kind of like in that Garrett Wilson. You know he's talented, but he hasn't had anybody get him the ball.
Yeah, if this is the Olave Meridian,
yeah,
then maybe that's where it's at.
We could have thrown DJ Moore in that too.
Oh, from Barrett, yeah. I take DJ Moore.
Yeah. So right now you have him 16, 17.
Right, yeah, he's a top 20 receiver.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't even mention Cooper Kupp because I'm looking at Kupp is better than.
Sure. He's at best a top 20 receiver, at best. And you're going to give up a first.
That's foolish. I'm sorry. Like, if this is where every Steeler fan and Brown fan should listen and be like, And look, if you can get him for a mid-round pick, sure, but you're going to have to pay him like he's a top 10 receiver. Yeah. That's the way this works.
Yeah.
Did you see what Stephon Diggs got for 1 year? He's not going to get Tyreek Hill money.
What was Diggs' number for 1 year?
I want to say 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Brandon Ayuk a $20 million a year receiver? Mike Williams was a $20 million a year receiver last year with the Chargers. Keenan Allen, $20 million. Like, you know, is a team out there going to invest in more than one $20 million guy? Is Brandon Ayuk a $25 million a year receiver? He's not. Tyreek is a $30 million a year receiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to get Tyreek money? Because I don't think he's getting Tyreek money. So what's it going to be? 25? 27, 27 and a half? Is Brandon Ayuk worth that? Nice player. Top 20 wide receiver at best. It's a little out of, the wide receiver market's a little out of control right now.
Well, especially when you have college football looking more and more like pro football. Like, at what point do you say, you know what? You want the wide receiver on the rookie deal. Paying the second, is it really that smart an investment if you're trying?
And then you also think about how teams view the positional value of everybody that they draft, everybody that they sign. Where are you putting, what eggs are you putting your basket in? If you're the Niners and you say, you know what? We just paid Debo. We're going to have to pay our quarterback. Our left tackle might be one of the greatest left tackles of all time. He wants to get paid. Trent Williams, you're going to let him go and get something in return for it. You're getting a first. You have to get a first. And if not, and he's still under contract with the Niners.
Right.
Do you not want to play football this year?
A first. You're only giving up a first if it's go time. The Patriots should not be giving up a first. I'm sorry. You're going to suck this year.
Correct.
Patriot fans, you won enough. Back of the line. All right, so that. But on the other hand, if you could somehow swing a deal that's not going to give up that big,
Don't feel like a team that would give up a first round draft pick for a wide receiver. It just doesn't feel like a move they would make.
Washington's an unknown. Will the new owner come down and say, "Yeah, we need to kind of do this to compete"?
The Browns are a dysfunctional enough organization where
they would give up a number one.
They would do it. They would make it work. I mean, and it might just be Ayuk saying, I don't want to play in Cleveland.
All right. How many times have you seen this where, hey, these are the three teams involved, and then it smokes out somebody else, and all of a sudden, wait, you didn't mention this other team. What if it's Kansas City?
Oh, Christ.
If it's Kansas City?
Stop it.
I bring this up. If the 49ers want a first-round pick, what does that matter to Kansas City at this point? They want a three-peat. They want to put themselves ahead of it. If we're going to have the debate of Patriots versus Chiefs, that's going to be the new who's the better dynasty. Hey, we won three in a row and New England never did. I mean, that's what the Chiefs are going for this year.
I don't have their cap situation in front of me, but just recency tells me that they paid their kicker $17.5 million per, which feels kind of high for what you'd pay a kicker. Stop it. They're not in play for IU.
Well, I would. That would be funny if you. Binkley's going to call in. You know, fellas, we certainly have
sports bar nemesis Jay Binkley from our Odyssey Sports sister station in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear from him. We don't need to hear from him until we actually need to hear from him.
My gosh, the Chiefs have only $6.3 million in dead cap. This is how they're doing it. They're the second best in terms of dead cap value.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And where do the Bills stand going into the season?
Second worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denver has the worst, by the way. That's because they moved on from Russell Wilson.
Danger, they could do this. They have $14 million in cap.
The Bills.
No, I'm talking about the Chiefs. Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm bracing for it.
Well, this is what the Patriots used to do, right? The Patriots always used to find players, and you'd be like, what the hell? How are they doing this? What? How? What? How did that? Maybe.
Right, because the way this is a two-pronged negotiation, you're, again, negotiating, obviously, with the 49ers, but then you're also negotiating with Brandon Ayuk's representatives before any trade. And you call up, you're Andy Reid, and be like, Brandon, you know, come to Kansas City. You get endorsements. You can be in, my next chicken nugget commercial or whatever it is. Mahomes says he'll do that. We can't pay as much as some of these other teams, but
you'll win a title.
Yeah.
Gene, just ruin it all.
Sorry.
Yeah, I like the prospect of a team like New England or Cleveland paying too much for him. I like that better. That feels right.
I would love for him to go to New England, them to give up a number one pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
That feels better.
Yes, make that happen.
And you mentioned it kind of in passing earlier. Like, when do you make that move when you're talking about building around your young quarterback? And I think that's a fun conversation to have, because you could look close to home here as to how the Bills built up around Josh Allen. I mean, year one, it was a bunch of slappies, right? When you recognize that he's your guy, and yeah, he makes mistakes, but we're going to see him through this. He's coachable and he's going to be better. When can we get him help, and what does that investment look like? And for the Bills, it was an investment of a first-round draft pick for Stephon Diggs. A first-round draft pick that ended up being Justin Jefferson for the Vikings, but you had a few good years of Stephon Diggs. And then you can look at a team like New England, who, if Drake May plays this season, I would be surprised. Like, I don't think Drake May should play this season. I think he should sit all season.
Michael Holly, we had that quote last week, that you're just discussing how bad Drake May has been this camp. You can't make some universal judgment saying he's been a bust. Too many stories
right.
of quarterbacks that start off looking like this.
Jordan Love looked terrible his first couple of years in Green Bay.
So did Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean, some of these guys, it's going to take a little bit of time. But my point is, you make that investment when you know you have your guy. I mean, the Jets haven't figured it out. They don't have their guy. I mean, they want to believe that Aaron Rodgers at age 40 is their guy, and the weapons around him are good enough to get them where they need to be. If you're dealing with a rookie, do you know what you have yet in even a second-year player, in Bryce Young? If you're Carolina, what do you put around him? You haven't really – you invested a first-round draft pick in getting Xavier Legette.
Okay, yep, and You also have Thielen hanging. You traded for Deontay Johnson. Remember he's down there. Nothing.
I mean, like, these aren't awe-inspiring receivers. Are inspiring weapons for your quarterback.
This is funny. Andrew Filippone from our sister station in Pittsburgh tweeted this out, hearing what the Niners are asking for Ayuk, and it's a multiple choice. One of these three: a first round pick, Pat Freiermuth, or George Pickens.
It's one of those three, right? It's got to be.
That's what, if I'm the Steelers, I'm saying no thanks.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll give you a second.
So I'm saying if you're the Steelers, giving up a first for Brandon Ayuk feels very un-Steeler-like. It feels like a move that the Steelers wouldn't make. That would be surprising to me if they gave up a first for Brandon Ayuk, or if they traded George Pickens, or if they traded Freiermuth. No. That doesn't make
any sense. It feels like a fantasy football trade is what it feels like, honestly.
Started messing around with some spreadsheets for fantasy football today, Gene.
I know. This happens with camp, where we're so into the Bills. And, like, if you listen to our show, we love fantasy football. We're going to get back out of here, bud.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I got my cheat sheets. I got my spreadsheets. I got my rankings. I got my tiers. I'm feeling pretty good.
I felt you and I were talking off air with Joe Marino from the Locked On Bills podcast, who didn't know about the Guillotine League. I feel like we are sharing our wisdom and how fun these different formats are.
But Joe is also a one league guy. And if you're that way, that's fine. I get that. There's a lot of people that will just say, I'm in one league, it's my league, or it's the league I've been in my whole life, and I don't want any more than that. Cool.
Right, because you know what? We all lead busy lives. A lot of us can't do 3, 4, 5 leagues.
Right. Well, we find a way to manage all of that. We probably shouldn't, but we find a way to manage all of that because we've got issues. But I can't fault a guy like Marino who has one league. And when we told him about the Guillotine League, he's like, ooh, his eyes lit up. But I don't think he's jumping at the opportunity to add more fantasy football into his life. We will add more fantasy football into your life here as we get closer to kickoff because we like to talk to some of the best and brightest out there. Guys like Michael F. Florio, Andy Barons from Yahoo Fantasy. You know, we'll be talking and checking in with him throughout the course of the season. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for preseason football. We have action tomorrow night, but Bryce Young isn't starting for Carolina.
Okay, somebody explain this to me like I'm 5. Well, you don't want him to get hurt in the preseason. Bryce Young was terrible last year. He needs every second with a new head coach, mind you. But we're not going to put him out there against the Patriots, which I don't think the Patriots are all this big, scary Patriot team that's going to do all this damage to the psyche of Bryce Young. Did Bryce Young show so much against in the spring here in training camp? I can't believe that. You know what this means here? You know, jumping ahead here, we're going to get a lot of Bryce Young in Buffalo that last preseason game, right? If he's only going to play 2 preseason games.
Yeah, that's possible. Or it's just a complete culture change there in Carolina. We're only working 8-hour days, summer hours, cut out early on Friday. Quarterbacks don't have to play in the preseason, even though they probably need the reps. Just a different culture that they're building. They're doing it a different way. They're filing their TPS reports on time. They're enjoying cake for their owner when they have a big party for David Tepper.
You know, We can make fun of this, and again, the Panthers, Dave Canales is swearing that his coaches are going to get an eight hour work day, and they're going to be out by 3 o'clock on Friday. Is the NFL, are these men so competitive that what, like 99.9% of what they do during the week really doesn't matter, and the idea that if you're fresh and balanced come game day, that actually might provide for a better performance?
So you're saying less time working will equal higher performance when it matters?
Yeah, because the culture in the NFL, and it's not true in every place, prepare. We got to prepare. Got to prepare, prepare, prepare. And if I don't prepare enough, we lost. It's because we didn't prepare enough.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You know, Tony Dungy kind of had that approach when he was coaching.
I get it. I like to view the brain as a muscle and when you put stress on your brain, you're kind of flexing that muscle. You're forcing yourself to try something different or to work harder or to accomplish something.
So by working your tail off during the week, when you get to the frenzy of a game day and you've got a million things going on, decisions, you're already ready for it?
That's right.
Okay.
That's the way I view it. I would say that, you know, if you don't work out a muscle and you're in a zero gravity environment, your muscles atrophy. If you're in Carolina, are you feeling that gravity? Is there anything pushing against Carolina?
Oh, I would think that owner would come down and say, like, what are we doing? Like, that'll be a storyline. Panthers start out 0-2. Everybody working here. Why is nobody in the office at 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Who gave us permission to leave here?
Yeah.
That'll be a storyline.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a storyline or a big fat zero, but it popped out at me, and I thought it was interesting that in Denver, Jarrett Stidham is QB1 behind in front of Zach Wilson and Bo Nix. I mean, is this a mechanism to build confidence in your rookie quarterback? Hey, you started as a third stringer, but you worked your way up. Josh Allen was the third stringer when he first came in, wasn't he?
It could be. So, like, it's only the preseason, and maybe you want Bo Nix to get reps and have him go against a bunch of slappies and feel pretty good, and you're going to build him up a little bit that way. And then I don't know if Bo Nix is going to be one of those guys you trot out there week one. What I can tell you is, like, Zach Wilson is not going to be ahead of Bo Nix on a real depth chart. These are just, you know, it's paperwork. That's all that Sean Payton put in there. I don't even, Sean Payton could be a total lie at this point.
Sean Payton's dishonest?
Well.
What?
A lot of coaches lie, Dan.
No. What? Jaden Daniels is going to start for Washington. In their first preseason game. That's exciting. Again, if that one, if I'm not mistaken, is that against the Jets? I think they got the Jets week.
Mm.
That's going to be, he's going to be a fun player to watch here early in the season.
Yeah, so tomorrow, well, Thursday night, beg your pardon, we'll have that Carolina-New England game on NFL Network. $9 tickets at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, go. Great seats if you can get them. Bill's back at practice tomorrow, 9:45 a.m., assuming weather holds out and everything runs on schedule. And then final practice coming on Thursday. We're pulling up stakes Thursday afternoon. We'll be back in the studio Thursday. We're there tomorrow.
But we're, we're going to be talking to, you know, reporters and players, and McDermott will make his closing remarks too.
And that'll be it. For Bill's training camp, we wait for it. It comes with anticipation, and just like that, it's over. Yeah, it's crazy. And then you've got Saturday against the Bears, 1 o'clock.
Wow, another storyline here too. Like the future of camp, and we're all kind of, you know, nervous about it when the stadium opens. Like if they come back next year, we're going to be gripping, right?
I don't know that we should. I think we are insecure Rochesterians who have seen big events leave our community. And so we have these images of, you know, the LPGA or, you know, golf majors or just big events that could just go away. Our industry went away, right?
Yeah. I mean,
so we've got this built into ingrained in our DNA here.
Right. Yeah, we used to have a Sabre preseason game, NBA exhibition with LeBron. Like, those things are gone, not coming back. And you look at the stadium in Buffalo, and again, it's the economy situation. Like, if everything's okay in the economy, all right, that's fine. But if Mr. Pegula feels like he needs a little belt tightening and this expense here that you got to move everybody up to Rochester and we have the stadium here, if we just open the gates, we can make money.
Yeah. I'm going to believe Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and Josh Allen and Pete Coeli and everybody from the organization who has told us how important it is for them to get away from camp. Now, if that changes, if those guys aren't calling the shots, then I get a little bit more nervous. But I think they've given themselves enough rope right now where Terry Pegula is going to say, do it your way, guys. Do it the way you want to do it. And if that means going to Fisher, go to Fisher. It's important, so we'll invest. I want to believe that. I want to believe them when they say that. But I don't blame you, Gene, or anybody for saying, well, as soon as that stadium opens, this is ingrained in our DNA. I mean, Kodak, Xerox, Bausch & Lomb. We've seen our industry and our community dwindle to next to nothing. We've seen major events that have been here for years go away, disappear, never come back. This is our insecurity at play.
Yeah, it's our Rochester DNA.
Yeah, it's our Rochester insecurity at play. And I don't know that in this instance we need to feel that way. I think I believe them when they say, and I know coaches lie, but I think I believe them when they say they feel it's important to get away. Then not every player might agree with that, but as long as the GM, coach, and quarterback are in line with that, then I'm good with it.
Yeah. Plus, the players, some of them actually do have fun.
Oh, my God.
Seeing Deion Dawkins flying around.
I shared that with my kids, and they couldn't stop laughing. They thought it was hilarious. Who is that? I'm like, that's Deion on his tricked-out scooter. He's just zipping around camp, going on the field, driving it into the locker room. I mean, the guy is just, he's got music blaring out of that thing. It's lit up. Some of them are having fun. You get away, you play Oak Hill if you're into that. Yeah, I mean, there are worse places they could be.
You don't have to worry about night feeds or any of that stuff at home.
Right.
Or, hey, honey, can you stop at CVS on the way home?
Yeah, that's Brandon Bean's escape. I mean, it's like a vacation for Brandon Bean. We got to get to a round of shots next.
Yeah, as some stories we got to keep you updated on. We'll get you the latest from the Olympics. Wait a second. You mean to tell me inside the NBA might not be dead? We got a report from the Wall Street Journal. Well, I'm going to try something. We'll give you an update here on that. Also, greatness tonight in Oakland. The fact that the Oakland A's are the biggest favorite on the money line in Major League Baseball tonight. And it's a full schedule here, Danger, with the Yankee game being rained out. The A's are now the biggest favorite. Why?
Well, I think we know why.
Yeah.
And it's greatness. That's why. We'll get to a round of shots next here on The Fan Rochester. Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Avenue, Ridge Road, and Webster, aceswim.com, and by Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com tomorrow in the sports bar. We'll be joined by Matt Perino of the Syracuse Post-Standard on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. And if I'm not mistaken, a little garbage plate tasting with Brownie and Tasker, the guys from One Bills Live as well.
Well, I can't guarantee they should try the delicious garbage plate from Bill Gray's, the great plate, but they will be available. But I can tell you Brownie and Tasker will be joining us. One of those, you know how the sitcoms do a crossover?
Yeah.
We're going to have a crossover
tomorrow.
I
always love our conversation with those guys. They're the best. And gracious with their time. I mean, look, they get done at 3 and they want to get out of there, get, you know, and you know, a lot of cases, if they can get home, get back to Buffalo. So they're going to give us a little extra time, a little One Bills Live after hours tomorrow. And there might be some great plates involved. I'm excited for this. That's tomorrow on The Fan Rochester. Shots next. Stand by.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Bills players off today, 9:45 tomorrow morning, and then on Thursday, and then that's it for the Bills at Fisher in 2024. Terrell Bernard says this is his defense.
At the end of the day, we know we're not going to be perfect, but that's something that we strive for. And, you know, when something happens, whether it's my communication or the execution of the defense, you know, I take full responsibility if we're not up to that standard.
It's the Bills and Bears, 1 p.m. Saturday. Our pregame coverage on the Fan Rochester will begin at 11 a.m. Joey Gallo back with the Rochester Red Wings. He's down on rehab from Washington. The Wings in Buffalo tonight. The Yankees and Angels have been rained out. U.S. men's basketball advancing in the knockout round. No problems with Brazil. 122-87, the final. Gene Battaglin, the sports leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950, the Fan Rochester.
From the field to the court to the rink, the sports leader is there. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, ready for a round of shots.
Yeah, the U.S. women's soccer team also gets a good W today as they advance to the gold medal game. 1-0, they beat Germany today. Gold medal game, good time for us to watch here. It's going to be against Brazil, 11 a.m. Eastern on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. For all of the criticism that the U.S. women's team has taken here over the last few years, I think a gold medal would get them back on solid ground.
Yeah, I mean some of that criticism I would say was justified. I mean, this is the standard here, and it's good to see some new blood kind of contributing and, you know, get back up to where you should be. So that should be a fun final, and definitely tune in for that. Of course, there are some different stories, you know, in the Olympics. This one I found funny. Carlos Yulo won 2 golds in men's gymnastics, and good for him. He's at 4'11", great athlete. Not only did he win the medal, his Philippine government provides him with gifts. First of all, cash. Gets a lot of cash here, over $500,000.
Yeah.
He gets a fully furnished 2-bedroom condo.
Okay.
He also gets a house, which he can give to somebody else gifted by the government. This is where it gets weird.
This is great.
He gets a lifetime supply of ramen noodle.
Sign me up. I'm in.
Was that part of the contract? This is also weird, and it's also true. He gets free colonoscopies and gastroenterology consults for life. Boy, if that's not a motivator.
Yeah. Win the gold, colonoscopies for life.
Why can't they just say free healthcare for life? And shouldn't that be part of it anyways?
If you're a guy, go get your colonoscopies. Get your screening. I guess that's what they're saying here. That's how important. They value the colon that much in the Philippines. We want to avoid colon cancer so much. For life, we're just giving them away to gold medalists. Good for him.
Good. I don't know what's
maybe it goes with the lifetime supply of ramen. If you're going to eat that much ramen, we're going to have to check
regularly. Regularly. We got to go see what's up there. This would be a loss for the NBA, but a win for sports viewers, Danger. The Wall Street Journal reporting that following this season, Inside the NBA could be rebranded as Inside Sports. It would give more latitude to the guys to talk about, well, whatever TNT has here. They still have college basketball. They'll have college football. They're going to have baseball and hockey and tennis. Charles Barkley today confirming that he's staying with TNT.
I like that. Will we watch it?
Do we watch it right now? I'm being honest.
We watch highlights. I see highlights.
That's
highlights
right.
Cross my feet.
That's right.
If you've got Charles Barkley saying ridiculous stuff, I'm going to continue to be a fan.
Are you kidding me? If you took this over to the NHL, they could talk about anything. Okay, coming up the half, we've got Charles and Kenny and Shaq.
He's just going to fire off takes and one-liners, and Charles is going to fire off takes and one-liners. I'm excited about this.
The Buffalo Sabres going to Cancun, Buffalo? No.
Disappointing New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck? Galveston? That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to sit near the Cancun. We're going to sit near the Galveston with that dirty-ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all going to send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston.
You
Come on, man.
So did I take it a little?
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We're sitting there as to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
Sabres season ends. Where are they sending them, Chuck? Charlotte. We're not going to send them to Cancun. We're sending them to Charlotte, that dirty-ass water. They think they're at the beach.
Danger, you got to explain this one to me as to why. Florida International got creative in finding a naming rights sponsor for their football stadium. The musician Pitbull will sponsor the school stadium for the next 5 seasons. According to ESPN, the deal is worth over $1 million per season. FIU, they've been at the FBS level since 2004, but they've only made 5 bowl games in 21 years. The last time they had a winning record was 2018, and they've gone 4-8 in each of the last 2 years.
That's why. Because it's Pitbull.
Why does Pitbull want to spend $5 million to put his name...
Dale. Because he's Pitbull. Come on. Is there anybody that embodies the American dream quite like Pitbull?
Explain for us that don't know.
Pitbull's talent is pointing at the ceiling and saying, Dale. That's his talent.
So
because that's your talent, you have enough money now to put your name on a stadium.
See, I'm not jealous of the person whose talent to success ratio seems a little out of whack, as you're suggesting. I should be like, how did he do that?
Like many people in the music industry that come up through the hip hop ranks, I'm fairly certain Pitbull was a drug dealer. A lot of them are. I hope you're sitting down. The biggest names that are in, you know, the names that you know, the Jay-Z's, the Dr. Dre's, they dabbled in some of that. I know that might be a little bit shocking to hear. And I think Pitbull was no different. He did it out of Miami. Of course, he's Mr. 305. And his early stuff was actually like very clubby and pretty hard. Like, you know, but then he realized like, oh, there's money to be made if I soften up my image and become like this party guy, and a Mr. 305 becomes Mr. Worldwide, and you put me on every song, and I show up and I point at a ceiling and I say Dale, and I smirk and I smile. And like, I went to a Pitbull concert years ago,
okay,
at the New York State Fair, and I was blown away because it really wasn't like a Pitbull concert. It was just Pitbull doing all of his features over the course of the length of his time on stage, because he doesn't have really his own songs. He just shows up on people's songs and either makes them better or worse, depending on your opinion of Pitbull. And so, good for him, I guess. You know, like, and now Pitbull is like fun. If you have kids, you want them, like, Pitbull's a party. Pitbull's coming to Derry Lake. I know a lot of people that want to go to that show. I'm getting people, hey, you got Pitbull tickets? They want to go see him because he's a party.
Okay, what you said makes sense. But from the business standpoint, why does it help his brand other than get us talking about, here's $5 million, put my name on the stage?
Nobody else has done it.
You got to own the Burgerplex here for Rochester for less than $5 million.
Yeah, but right. that doesn't have the same kind of clout. He's from Florida. He's Mr. 305. He's Mr. Worldwide. He's got to say he's got his name on a stadium. Who else has that? Good for Pitt. Good for Pitbull. Keep pointing at the ceiling, man.
The quote, no one wants to come out here and lose. The words of Chicago White Sox manager Pedro Grifol, who at last look is still employed. The streak now at 21 straight losses. A loss tonight in Oakland would set the American League record that the White Sox currently share with the 1988 Baltimore Orioles. Mike Danger. Shame on MLB Network. Shame, yeah. Shame.
That's
give
right.
The people what they want. Tonight in the late night TV window, they're giving us Tigers, Mariners. Who cares? Show us White Sox, A's. Although I'm worried tonight, Danger. Jonathan Cannon going for Chicago. He is respectable.
Oh, who cares?
At least 5 innings in each of his last 6 starts. He's got a 4.11 ERA.
Yeah, Tigers, Mariners.
Oh, who cares?
Give us White Sox, A's. Give the people what they want. We want greatness. We want to see a team chasing greatness.
The fact that the Oakland A's, who are terrible in their own right, They are the biggest favorite on the Major League schedule against the money line tonight.
Yeah.
And that we were joined last hour by PJ Glasser. It's going to be something to behold. Like, if the White Sox don't get it, he is saying the money line will go above 300. Like, with the White Sox against the Astros or the Yankees.
If you start seeing, yeah, like plus 300, at that point, do you start to invest just to say, hey, this is too good to pass up? The White Sox are going to win eventually. They've got to win eventually. When you're gonna, it's like trying to catch a knife when it's falling. Like, how am I gonna catch this knife? When is it? How am I gonna catch this? When am I gonna catch it? But you can't catch it. If you're the Astros or the Yankees, regardless of whether or not the streak ends tonight or in this series against the A's, you ain't losing a game to the White Sox. You can't. You can't lose a game in your series against what might be, nay, what is the worst baseball team in the history of the game. This is an absolute embarrassment. They should be ashamed of themselves. Fire everybody.
Embarrassing!
Terrible. The White Sox.
By the time we get off the air, it might be 23, because they come back quickly and play on Wednesday. Can't wait for that.
If you missed PJ Glasser, or if you missed our conversation from yesterday, the Bills training camp that we played for you earlier today, Alex Brasky from Bills Digest. We've got those conversations available for you on demand. Wherever you enjoy your podcast, just search out the Sports Bar and you'll find us there. Last call is next. You can have the final word in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia when you call 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. Neat or on the rocks, it's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Last call on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, who return. We return to Buffalo Bills training camp tomorrow. Tomorrow morning's practice, 9:45. We'll be talking to guests and players afterwards. We'll get extended time with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker of One Bills Live. They'll be stopping by the Sports Bar after they get off the air at 3 tomorrow. And we'll also talk to our buddy Matt Perino, covering the team for Syracuse Post-Standard and Syracuse.com.
Now, I would guess that between me, you, the One Bills Live crew, Brownie Tasker, production people like Jay, maybe Zach, you know, Max, some of our guys behind the scenes, like all the plates would be eaten by the time Matt Perino shows up in the 4 o'clock hour.
You don't want to leave one for him?
I do want to leave one
for him. I think if you leave one for him, that's like Perino repellent. I think if you don't want him to come to our set and
do we put it right out in front of him?
Just to say, hey, buddy, here you
picking
go.
Picking away at
let,
it.
Let it taunt him. I just don't think he's a fan. It's not for him. But we might have an extra. And if we do, yes, we would be rude to not offer it to our guests.
You brought this up with Elena. Are you really going to bring in a cooler tomorrow?
I'm not going to say one way or the other. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Hey, while we have a second here, you never really know what somebody is going through at any given time. And one of our regulars, really, we call him the GLOAT, the greatest listener of all time. That's Chris in South Central Kentucky. He engages with us on a nearly daily basis. We appreciate him listening. We appreciate all of y'all listening, checking us out on YouTube, on Twitch, however you consume your shows in the Odyssey app. Chris has been with us from the very beginning, and he's in town, you know, dealing with some family issues, but made time out of his schedule here in town while he's in town to drop off goodies for us. And it's completely unnecessary when he's got everything going on that he's got going on for him to stop by our studios. I got a good bottle of bourbon here, the old Bardstown. This is Bardstown. This is he says hard to find around here, and I think he's accurate. I think this is more of a Kentucky bourbon that you're not going to find really on a lot of shelves around here.
The question is that getting opened tonight or tomorrow night?
This is a 90 proof, and I may open this up, crack this open, and enjoy some in the garage tonight.
Thank you, Chris.
You've got the bourbon barrel-aged six-pack over there.
Which is delicious.
Yeah, we've had that before, so he knows the way to our heart. Chris, hope you're doing all right, buddy. Hope everything is going well with your family while you're around, while you're in town. And man, the idea that you use us as an escape, you think that we're an escape for you, is humbling. That's a lot of responsibility. We wear that badge proudly, and we can't thank you enough, all of you, for spending some time with us, making this part of your daily routine. We know how many options you have for your sports information, your entertainment, your bills, news. The fact that you choose us, even if it's just for 5 minutes on your ride home, is, that's an honor. It's a privilege. So thank you, and we appreciate you checking us out, however you may be doing so. We're back tomorrow with the brand new episode. Matt Parrino, Chris Brown, Steve Tasker. We'll have a Bills player to talk to as well. All live from St. John Fisher and Buffalo Bills training camp. JR Sport Brief on the way next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.